is coming due. I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And it's a very appropriate piece of bump music because I want to talk about the fact that we're now in the Great Depression here and now. The last one, the one that was ongoing when Hezekiah Johnson wrote and sang that song, that's now the second greatest depression. We've gone past it. We're looking at USA Today's calculation of the actual real employment rate is only 46% of Americans actually have jobs right now. 46%! That's absurd! That's absurd, and it really underscores the tendency for government to only think about the next crisis in the next election and not think long term. When Bush was in office and confronted with the collapsing mortgage-backed security fraud, and they needed to figure out a way to recapitalize the banks, and they said, oh, well, we'll just take away Americans' jobs so that the banks can take their homes and put the banks on the balance sheets and stay in the black. Problem solved. And by the way, for those of you who've been asking, we found and relinked the original articles about those Bush tax cuts that encouraged the offshoring of jobs. We linked those to the front page of What Really Happened. So they're there. You can go and look at it yourself. And we also found the article from the Hackett Group showing that Obama has actually accelerated the trend. He's not reversed it. So the government took your jobs to make it easier for the banks to take your homes so they could basically cover the losses having to buy their way out of the mortgage-backed security fraud. And now here we are in the year 2011, and everybody's screaming that, you know, tax receipts to the government have fallen by about, you know, one-third to a 60-year low. And they're all scratching their heads and saying, what the heck happened? Well, you know, if you want the American people to pay taxes, you know, you have to allow us to earn the money with which to pay those taxes. And if you're driving us all down to minimum wage, you're driving down the tax base, Scott Walker. And it's absurd, and it's stupid, and it's short-sighted. Everybody is fixing the immediate problem so they can look good for the next election. And they don't care what happens in the long run. And that is why this current government is doomed, because they're coming up on a situation they're not going to be able to deal with. I just had somebody, in fact, write in, made a very cogent point. The U.S. government has been surviving on the Hegelian dialectic for far too long, where they create a problem. They manufacture the illusion of a problem, okay? And then when the public reacts to it, the government sells a solution for higher taxes and increased control over your life. And they've been doing it for so long that when a real problem emerges, like the Gulf oil disaster or Fukushima, they don't know what to do about it. They're not prepared to deal with it. They're not prepared to deal with real problems and real emergencies. They're only set up to put on this little theater play about how, oh, we're going to solve the problem of carbon dioxide, or we're going to solve the problem of Osama bin dead for 9 years. When you create the problem, you're always going to be in a position of being able to handle it and deal with it for a price. And what we have here is a real disaster that is, you know, a major threat to the health of future generations. Our government's completely unprepared to deal with it. And so they're going to pretend it doesn't exist. That's what they're doing. That's what the FDA said this last weekend. It's not a problem. It's gone away. Don't worry about it. It's exactly what they're doing here. Now, this depression is probably the death knell for this government for a very, very simple reason. During the last depression, the 1930s, we still had the factories. We still had the small shops and entrepreneurs across the country that were able to dig their way out of the hole that the government and the private central bankers had created. Today, we don't have that. Our jobs have been offshored. All those factories that used to be the pride of America are rusted hulks. The machinery in them sold off or corroded. We can't just switch them back on. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economy here, and I'm putting up an article at whatreallyhappened.com. It's a repost from some time back called The United States is in Deep Doo-Doo. And it begins with a little fable, if you will, a metaphor, of somebody who inherits a farm and manages to run it into the ground because they don't really care about farming. They just want to stand around looking good in front of their farm and so forth and so on. And it is a good metaphor for what we've seen happen to the United States of America, because at the close of World War II, it was a golden age for American manufacturing. We were the only nation who had not lost its manufacturing capacity to the bombs of another power. And so for that 10 years after the close of World War II, anybody in the world who needed machinery or machinery parts had to come to the United States, and it was a golden age, and business was booming. And business was exploding so fast they couldn't find enough managers to run the companies. And companies didn't want to promote the people from the floor who actually knew how to make the product, because then they couldn't find new skilled workers to replace them. So Harvard Business School created the concept of scientific business management, a standard set of practices and interfaces, and they created a degree program to go along with it called the Master's in Business Administration. And the theory was that anybody who was trained and had an MBA could manage any business that was using this scientific business management set of standards. And so a mid-level manager could be working at a donut factory this week and a pharmaceutical factory the next week and a factory making car parts the week after that, and it wouldn't make any difference to him because he's just looking at the charts and the flow and cost benefit and all of these other considerations. And it did work. It solved the immediate need of mid-level management, but it created a sociological crisis because we created a generation of managers with no emotional connection to the process of manufacturing, no respect for the process of manufacturing or for those who make products. If anything, there was this emerging disdain for the people down on the floor actually making the product, which is probably why we wind up with this wonderful Made in America radiation detector that was dead when it came out of the box, not only for me, but according to some other people who are writing to the show right now. And those mid-level managers are the CEOs and, in many cases, politicians of today. And over the course of the last couple of decades, because manufacturing was not seen as important to the process of getting into that giant open-air casino called Wall Street and leveraging your way to fabulous wealth and power, the manufacturing's been sent to other countries, along with all the high-paying manufacturing jobs. And the result is we, as a nation, lack the means to rebuild our economy. The factories are all empty. They're rusted hulks. Any machinery that's still in them that hasn't been sold off to other countries is corroded beyond repair. We can't just walk in and turn those factories back on, much as we would like to. And that is why we don't have the means today to get out of this depression that we did last time. And the same exact logic applies to why we should avoid getting into World War III. We will not win it. We can't. We lack the manufacturing facilities and the skilled workforce to support the kind of materiel production it takes to sustain a two-front ground war across half the globe. We will lose this next war. Now, maybe the powers that think they are have this idea that, well, maybe a good third world war will wipe out two-thirds of the human population, and that way we can avoid the food riots, because better the people should kill each other than turn on and kill the money junkies of the world. Maybe, maybe not. By the way, a little side note before we go to the phones here, just getting word that a federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit by some of Bernie Madoff with the Lutz investors against the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, the SEC sat on their butt for 12 years while people like Harry Markopoulos came in and said, Bernie Madoff is running a fraud. And the SEC sent guys over there to investigate, and the investigators just handed their resumes to Bernie Madoff. They wanted in on the money junkie party. And so now they're being sued by the investors that Madoff screwed for $65 billion, with a B. And a federal judge just said, oh, no, no, you can't sue the SEC. You can't sue the vaccine makers. You can't sue the government. Can't sue Minerals Management Service. We am's above the law. Going to go to the phones here. Oh, Karen Tostado just called, and we're going to take her first and foremost. Karen, aloha. Welcome to the show. How's it going out there?
Oh, Michael, it is just excellent, and I want to thank you and all your listeners. All of you who participated in the strike this last weekend, you know who you are. We're growing. Michael, we were broadcast and simulcast on stations we weren't even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling that we got throughout the whole weekend and at the end is that finally we have cracked that nut. We have hit the 100th monkey because people are recognizing that the strike is not a silver bullet, but it's the way to get attention collectively. Individually, it's empowering, and I felt so gratified at the end of the weekend just knowing how far we've come. We heard from voices all across the planet, and we're having music pour in from us. Our Sunday with live music was just excellent. It was so much fun. And the whole goal is just to get people to understand that if they want to give us rolling blackouts, we want to hit back with rolling boycotts. We want to be ready to pull out of the system at a moment's notice, at the next bomb, at the next false flag. We want to not participate in our own demise, and then we can rebuild locally.
Don't want to do that. Yeah, definitely do not want to take part in our own demise, which is why we have to take responsibility for taking care of ourselves, because the government is not taking care of the people. The government is willing to sacrifice people to serve the corporations. And it's interesting because, you know, coming out of that national strike and everything, we're hearing, first of all, did you hear about all the calls into C-SPAN the other day? People simply calling in and saying, I'm not paying taxes this year. I'm not going to support this government and just and yelling and screaming about that. We're hearing that tax revenues are down like one-third total volume at both the state and federal level, and there is a huge non-compliance problem out there. So your call for a national strike may have actually reached more ears than even you are aware, because it appears that there's, you know, people are they're fed up. They don't want to pay taxes anymore to this country, because what we're getting from the government is we're going to take all your money, but we have to give it to Wall Street and Israel and the war machine, and we've got nothing left over for you. We're sorry, but if you want your money to be spent on taking care of the people, well, then gosh darn it, the terrorists are going to win.
That's right. We do. We're excited. We keep hearing things like that, Michael. And we want people to understand the 15th, again, of every month. Now, the 15th next month is on a Saturday. We're going to have the marathon again. I know that it's not a regular work day for you, but we'd love to have you. We have different hosts from all over who are participating in just chatting, because you never really get to talk to hosts. You're always working. We welcome all activists to take part with us every 15th, whatever you are against. And we've all got numerous, numerous causes to be out there and taking a stand on. But this is for all of us to come together, because when we pull out of the system, we can demand an end to decentralization of banking and government and rebuild locally.
Absolutely. We have to rebuild locally. I mean, we saw in the Soviet Union, this central control of everything was an absolute disaster. But to a money junkie, that's all they can see the world in, is I control it all, you work for me, and, you know, I'm going to leave you, you know, wriggling in the dust while I feast on gold here. There was an article that we linked to whatreallyhappened.com today, you know, during the festival of Passover. The Jewish tradition is a lot of introspection and self-assessment. And there was this article on the Ten Plagues, and it said, you know, part of the problem is with the nation of Israel is this idea of win-win, which is part of America's business culture of trying to find a solution that works for everybody, is completely alien to what they see in Israel, which is I must not only succeed, I must leave my competitors writhing in the dust at my feet. And that kind of savage bestiality is a big reason why the world is in such trouble today, because too few people are thinking win-win. You look at all the people on Wall Street walking around with these $130,000 wristwatches on their wrist, and you understand these are exactly the kind of people who want all the wealth to come to them for everybody else to be living in poverty, and they think that is the way the world is supposed to be. And the world is getting ready to stand up and say, no, we disagree.
That's exactly right. Also, it's an illusion. It's a lie of inequality. And for some reason, we have gone along for our entire history with a misguided belief that some people, by divine right, are the people that we're to give up our lives for. We're to leave our homes and our families, to wait on them, to do their bidding, to clean up after them, and to fight and die for them at our own expense. And that is a fallacy that has got to die. It is the 21st century. We are equal here. We all deserve our rights of freedom and property and happiness. And we would be so much happier if, instead of fighting other people, we looked inside of ourselves and we found the gifts that we had and we built on that and we built our lives around joy instead of condemnation and judging everybody else. It's time to take a step back. And while we recognize that the 15th is not a day that will stop the world, at least not yet, it might just change your life when you participate, because you understand that you are collectively joining in the energy of people all around the world who are simply peacefully withdrawing in order to educate ourselves and to create new systems that do serve us.
Okay. You know, basically what it comes down to, we understand that the way banking has been set up by the bankers, it is automatically, by design, an unstable system. It is designed to draw all the wealth to one little tiny corner of society. By its very nature, it is designed to do that. And that's why the money junkies hate the Islamic banking model, which is a little bit less predatory in its structure. We can survive and tolerate such a banking system. Actually, we have to take a break for commercials. Karen, stay on the line. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Tonight. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Karen Testato. And as I started to say before we go to the break here, the way banking is set up by the bankers is designed to enslave people to basically, it's by design, it destabilizes the society because it is set up to simply draw wealth from the masses of the people and put it in the pockets of the bankers. In its present incarnation for no more than the cost of ink and paper and a couple of political bribes to Congress and the president. And that is basically the nutshell of what's going on. We understand that the reason that ancient religions and ancient cultures banned usury was the recognition that ultimately it would destroy the society in which it was embedded. It is possible to survive a usurious system if the government understands its role is to counterbalance that corporate corruption. That money corruption. In ancient Rome, they allowed the lending of money at interest because every 50 years they'd simply wipe out the accumulated debt imbalance in a process called Jubilee. And when they stopped doing that, Rome fell. And that's where we are. Now, in the present case in the United States of America, it's very obvious that the government has abandoned its role of keeping balance between the interests of the public and the interests of the money junkies. And the government is now as money junkied as anybody else here, and that's why our society is on the verge of collapse here.
It is, and you know, we are raised with poverty consciousness, and to think that some people deserve it and other people don't, and we all deserve it. And when we understand that, and that our gifts inherently, our labor, what we have to offer is worth more value than pieces of paper that are taken from us by laws that are created to keep us just always one step behind being able to come up with enough money to make our bills, to feed our families. And then you look at some of the so-called global leaders. I don't like to use the term elite. I don't think that they are elite at all. I think they are misinformed and they're
money junkies.
Yeah, and they're corrupted by money, definitely. And those money junkies just have so much money, you know, and it's consolidated in so few hands. And when they can buy those expensive wristwatches like you were talking about and $300 or $400 hamburgers, you know, and that's enough to keep a family in Africa going for months. Yeah, not on one hamburger,
you know,
obviously, but on that
$300 or $400. Karen, let me cut in for a minute, because what we need to recognize is that all of these large imperial social governments, kingdoms, empires, the United States of America, the former USSR, can only function if they maintain an imposed wealth differential. In other words, only certain people can be allowed to be rich. That's what politics decides, is who gets to be rich and who is not. But the vast majority of the population must be kept poor so that they can be controlled by dangling those printed pieces of paper in front of them. You know, one of the big lies of capitalism is everybody can be rich. No, it won't work. Capitalism only works if the vast majority of people are kept so poor they must constantly struggle after those pretty printed pieces of paper. If everybody were millionaires, who would fix the roads and repair the sewers? Not that we have roads and sewers in great condition today anyway. But the point I'm making is society depends on thousands and thousands of very ugly, distasteful, unpleasant jobs, and people must be compelled to do those jobs. And so taxation, especially this wasteful taxing system that we have that takes money from the people and spends, you know, like the Golden Fleece Awards, $20,000 on a hammer for the military, it's designed to keep the population poor so that they will have to listen to and do the bidding of those people who've got the biggest stacks of those pretty printed pieces of paper. And it's all a belief-based structure. It's a religion, the religion of the pretty printed piece of paper. And if you're going to be a heretic, if you walk away from wanting the things that society tells you you should want, this year's car, this year's fashion trend, the latest gizmo, the correct spring colors, if you're willing to walk away from that and say, I really don't need that for my life anymore, then that power structure starts to lose its power over you, which is why the boycotts and the national strikes send a signal. It isn't that you're hitting them financially. It's you're sending a message saying, I don't want what you're offering as bait any longer. I'm the little fish that's going to swim by the hook because that particular worm is not really as tasty as the advertising says it is.
Right, and we're going to be in our own local community seeing what we can do about gardening and about bartering and about exchanging our labor with someone else for their labor. You know, here, I'll give you fresh eggs and you give me fresh tomatoes and vegetables. You know, we need to come back to lives that are more simple and get out of the head of only being a consumer, not only a money junkie, but a TV junkie of, okay, who's coming up next, just like the Romans in the Colosseum. You know, we all go to be distracted, but the distraction is the very thing that's taking our power away and literally killing some of us. You know, the wars that we have to fight, we're just turned into these vehicles who are expendable for the corporations, and that's what we have to stop doing and rebuild from the inside out.
Now, I think it's very, very alarming that, again, the money junkies realize that they have screwed up the planet's biosphere. And there are going to be food shortages. And what's amazing is I know the home vegetable gardening movement is really taking off and people are starting to trade food back and forth. And the government's trying to stop it.
Right.
Even as the government admits we're looking at major food shortages, they're saying, no, you still got to go to the supermarket. We don't want you trading food with each other. It might not be healthy. This from the same FDA that's saying radioactive fish are good to eat, and we don't need to test them or anything like that. It's all about protecting that centralized economic power structure, and it's absurd. Do you know how much food wastage could be avoided if we simply dealt within our own communities for our foodstuffs? We got to take a break for commercials. Karen, can you stick with us one more segment?
Yes.
And then we got to put on... We got Dennis wants to say hi to you, and we've got one more caller we got to get to before the end of the show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're finishing with Karen Tostado. And our present social order is a product of the money junkies, or the money junkies and by the money junkies. And it works for them because it brings them fabulous riches, and they don't care how much food is wasted in the process of buying from all the farms, putting in a central warehouse, and sending back out again. And like I said, the Soviet Union used to operate that way, and it resulted in famine after famine after famine, instead of allowing people to grow their own food and take care of themselves. Heavens forbid you take care of yourself. That means you wouldn't have to listen to us in the government. And so we really need to recognize that money addiction is a disease. Do we want diseased people running our lives for us? No, we do not. Karen, I want to bring on Dennis with us together, because Dennis, I think, wanted to say something to you. Dennis, are you there? Aloha, Dennis.
Yeah, I'm here now. I heard it go.
Okay, you're on the air with Karen Tostado. What's on your mind?
Hi, Karen. I followed you the whole weekend. I'm very excited to talk with you. I'm kind of a retired musician myself, and I know how you feel. And the whole weekend I followed it. Plans to go shopping just didn't happen. You know, just as you follow this, kind of it's almost like the fasting time of year, even as a Christian. And I appreciate your shows, and I went into your archives, and I found I think the best interview with Bill Still from last October 15th, and I've sent it around. That was an awesome interview. Wow, was he on fire. And it was due to you and his interaction with the other fellow that was there. And I just want to thank you for your efforts. It was just a fun weekend to just kind of to lay low, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you so much. You know, we also really enjoyed it. I mean, it was some long days, and Rick, our producer from the UK, at one point produced 15 hours straight, and I was up from 6:30 in the morning in front of my computer until after 9 at night on Friday, and the whole weekend was really long, and I had thought that I would take about 3 days off, but I was energized after it this time because it has worked, and I felt that energy too, and thank you so much. You know, Sunday was really fun with the musicians, and right now it's streaming continuously the interviews that happened all weekend, and thank you, Dennis, for coming.
Very, very cool. Yeah, I'm having like a really good email exchange with the tennis coach for Michigan State University right now, and it was fired by that, you know, because it's just the whole weekend, and it was like a fasting weekend, you know, and he's engaged, you know. He's like, oh yeah, you know, thanks, man, you know.
You know, a good one to look for, and one that we really hope will go viral, and we haven't had a chance to break out the individual archives, but the beginning on Sunday morning, Vicky Barker, who is from Exposium.com, has talked about how MERS has been worked against her, and they're trying to take her sister and the family home that they have. And when people can hear just what a rip-off scam that is, the outrage hopefully will help Vicky be able to keep her home and other people across this great country to keep theirs as well.
I thought MERS had been hit with an injunction that they were supposed to basically be put on hold, and they weren't allowed to do that anymore. I need to go back and take a look at that, but I know that MERS has basically, they're in major legal trouble themselves, or at least that's what we're being told. But again, if the government's objective is to allow the banks to take your homes to save themselves from the fraudulent mortgage-backed security situation, then they're going to say one thing and do another, like we just saw with this judge who threw out the case against the Securities and Exchange Commission. But I thought there'd been some kind of a hold put on MERS-based operations.
Well, Vicky has just been in the courts in Northern California, and they ruled against her, and MERS was used. Indy Mack was involved. Her sister had a fiancé at the time who became very ill. They said, well, just wait and don't make your payments right now because we think you'll fit in and qualify for this real good benefit. So
we heard that one again.
Yeah, and unfortunately her fiancé dies. They still don't want her to pay, so she'll qualify. Then 4 months or so go down the line, all of a sudden now she's responsible for all this back payment. At one time the house was under two different titles, had two different people, I mean, who were beneficiaries to it. They had the wrong number on it, and Deutsche Bank, they cannot find a physical location to get back in touch with Deutsche Bank to file these papers. Michael, it is just an unbelievable story, and she's got...
No, it's very believable. It's very believable. I mean, I have gotten emails from so many of our listeners and readers with the same story. They go to their banks. They say there's this mortgage home loan modification program that'll lower my payments during these hard economic times, and the banks are saying, well, you have to miss a couple of payments to qualify for this thing. So they say, okay, and they use the money to pay other bills down. Then all of a sudden they're in foreclosure, and the banks say, well, I'm sorry, you're already in foreclosure. You can't qualify for a modification. We're going to take your home. And it was a scam. And folks, let me put it out to you one more time in the simplest terms possible. The U.S. government and the banking industry decided the best way to save the banks from the consequences of the biggest financial fraud in history was to let the banks take your homes by hook or by crook. It's wealth confiscation. It's exactly the same thing that Franklin Roosevelt did in 1933 when he confiscated all the privately owned gold, coins, and bullion in the American population. He did it to recapitalize the banks and gave them all pretty printed pieces of paper in exchange for it. Well, this is the same thing, only they're doing it in a way to trick you into thinking it's your own fault you lost your homes. And you didn't. Bush gave tax credits to send your jobs to other countries so the banks could come in and take your homes and put them on their asset sheets so they could say, see, we're still solvent. Even after having to buy back all those fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, we're still in business and $12 strong. And then the executives get a huge bonus.
They also inflated the price of her home. She says it's just it's an old farm. It's been in their family for years. They inflated the price on it so the value looked better on paper. And now the IRS is popping up saying, yeah, and you also owe us all this taxes on this big piece of property that, you know, you haven't been accountable for. It is just
the capital gains. Yeah, it's money junkie behavior.
It is.
The rush is on. Remember that slogan we have on one of the coffee cups we sell around here? I think we've sold two of them this month. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation. That's what's going on, people. That's what's going on. The money junkies know the party is just about over. They're going to grab all the money they can from you under any excuse they can come up with, and as long as you believe it, as long as you believe that it's the letter of the law or it's morally right or it's God's will, they're going to take everything they can from you and then skedaddle out of here and leave the country collapsing down around your head. You think the devastation in Japan from the tsunami was bad? Wait till you see what the money junkies are doing to this country right here and now before your eyes here. As long as you believe it, they'll get away with it. They run around, and just like in the case with all these home foreclosures with murders, they say, oh, it's the law. It's the letter of the law. That makes it right. No, it doesn't. We know many occurrences where just because something is legal does not make it right. Slavery used to be legal in the United States of America. Did that make it right? No, of course it didn't. Everything Adolf Hitler did in Germany was the letter of the law. Did that make it right? No, of course it didn't. Law serves the money junkies. It's not taking care of you, the American people. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights is there to protect the American people, but the bankers and the money junkies in government are not paying attention any longer. The Bill of Rights has been shredded. That was the only law protecting you, and all that's left is the law that protects the money junkies.
That's it. They've set up a legal system that works against us and against all of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and it's that legal system that entraps us because it is not lawful. It does not honor any of us individually or common sense or common law. They just keep adding to it, so every time you turn around, you're held responsible for some other law that fits into their system that's totally against the people.
Well, you know, it only entraps us because we believe. We've been brainwashed to believe that this is the way things are supposed to be. We're bribed from childhood to allow belief to control our behavior. And once you fall into that, those who manipulate the beliefs manipulate you. And that is why these child molesters in the church have gotten away with it for so long, and why these con artists in Wall Street get away with it for so long, and why this private central bank called the Federal Reserve has gotten away with looting the American people for so long. Our schools teach us this is the way it's supposed to be. Don't ask, don't question, just believe. This is the way it's supposed to be. Render unto Caesar, says the invisible man in the clouds that nobody else can see or hear but me. And your beliefs are what make you a slave to this system. And how do you know that you're a slave? Because you've lost the right to say no to all of this looting and plundering and the sending of your children to fight in wars for Israel. You have to regain that right and freedom to say no. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. The First Amendment of the Bill of Rights gives you the right to say no, and the Second Amendment allows you to back it up.
And that's
you need
it.
To reclaim that right to say no.
It is time to examine our core beliefs, to step back, and that's another thing you can do on the 15th. And on these days that we strike, as we work toward getting more and more out of their system, is to think for yourself, examine those core beliefs, and decide whether or not you have chosen them or they were chosen for you, and you simply have not taken the time to understand that yet.
All righty. Well, Karen, thanks an awful lot for spending time with us today, and we're going to let you go here. We're coming up to the end of the show, and I got a couple more topics I need to get in. I had a huge list of things I wanted to cover today. Did not get through. We're going to have to take a bunch of them into tomorrow's program. Karen, thanks an awful lot. We'll be talking with you real soon.
Thank you, Michael, and thank all the people who participated.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we had more of an effect than any of us yet realize.
I do, too.
All righty. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step all over you then. All right, that was Karen Tostado, and we'll be having her back on the show again. And absolutely, it's time to send a message to the powers that think they are that we don't believe They're nonsense, and they're hysteria, and they're religion, and they're manufactured villains anymore. We know it's a joke. We know it's a hoax. We have a government, we have an entire society that has survived for decades on manufacturing phony illusions of danger and then selling us a solution to it. And every time there's been a real crisis, whether it's the mortgage-backed security fraud, the Gulf oil well disaster, or the Fukushima reactors, the government doesn't know how to fix it. They're not prepared to deal with real crisis and real problems. They can only solve the problems they themselves create to scare us into obedience and submission here. All righty, moving right along here. Interestingly enough, looking at the economy and looking at the money junkies, the income for over the last 12 years, the income for the richest 400 Americans has quadrupled, while their tax rate has been cut almost in half. Does that sound like the way to rebalance the economy and getting money flowing in all levels of society again? Because remember, an economy, in order to be a system, in order to work, money has to be flowing at all levels. If you tie a tourniquet around somebody's neck to force all the blood up into their brain, for a while the brain's going to feel really good. I got all the oxygen. I got all the sugar. I'm in charge of everything. And then all of a sudden you hit that moment, I don't feel so good. Well, that's what's going on in the United States of America. The money junkies have tied a tourniquet around the banking system so that the money flows up to those private bankers and it doesn't come back. Call it the dollar motel. Dollars come in, but they don't come out. And that's good for the money junkies because they've got these big piles of coins and bills in the middle of their living room, and they can take their clothes off and roll around naked on it and have orgasms. And they're having a really good time. But there's not enough money left out in the society for economy to function. There are employers would love to hire people. We'd love to go to the stores and buy stuff, but there's not enough money because the money junkies grabbed it all. And they think that's the way it's supposed to be. I think everybody ought to be comfortable. I think everybody ought to have a good home. I think everybody ought to be working at that which gives them the most pleasure in life. It doesn't make me a communist. It makes me a pragmatist. It makes me thinking about, you know, what is best for the people of planet Earth. Not for corporate, not what's best for corporations, not what's best for the money junkies, not what's best for the pyramid builders and the empire and imperial whatever, the sociopaths. What's best for the people of planet Earth on a whole planetary scale? And it's not globalism. It's, call it fractionalism. We need to break human society up into little tiny pieces scattered evenly across the globe, each taking care of themselves. Because what is the lesson of history? Anytime somebody collects together a big enough population center, what's the first thing they do? They invade somebody else and say, God has said that we actually own all of your natural resources, and we're going to go in and murder you and take them, because that's easier than actually coming up with stuff ourselves that are worth selling. And we're seeing it right now. The United States has lost its manufacturing base, and it's deeply in debt. No way to get out of it. There, you know, there's nothing left to tax out here in the American people. We're broke. We're busted. There's nothing left out here. And so what's the U.S. government doing? They're going to go and start a world war. They're going to go murder the people that we owe money to. Or we're going to conquer other people's country and steal their wealth and sell it as our own. And try and get out of the economy that way. And the bankers are laughing like crazy. Because every side goes into debt to the bankers. As long as we believe that those pretty printed pieces of paper represent the only form of wealth transfer and commerce. And the government's trying to enforce that by law now. And we just get slave to the bankers a little bit deeper. Well, I hate the idea of slavery. Whether it's religiously induced slavery or economically induced slavery or any slavery based on a system of belief. Let me back up and run that one by you one more time. I'm opposed to any system of slavery that is based on a system of belief. The belief in divine figures up there in the clouds. The belief in benevolent government. The belief that there's really an Osama bin Laden out there who's going to get you if you don't do what the White House tells you to do. It's all lies and hoaxes. It's all means of enslavement. Thomas Jefferson is to be admired because he dedicated his life to the abolition of all forms of tyranny from the face of the earth. He designed a nation designed to deter the rise of tyranny in the new, young United States of America. He only expected it to last 100 years before some form of tyranny would eventually show up. And Thomas Jefferson himself said, sooner or later, the American people are going to have to throw out the government and start all over again, because all governments tend toward oligarchy, and political power is always going to attract the very sort of human being who should never be allowed to have it. Even Thomas Jefferson, without necessarily knowing what the word sociopath meant, or money junkie, he understood there are human beings, frail, flawed human beings, that should not be allowed to hold the reins of civil power. And he set up a government to try and hold those people in control so that they could only do what they were supposed to do for the people and nothing else. We lost his wisdom. We need to regain it. We'll be right back.
Heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
America, welcome back to the show here. Before we go back to the phones for one final call here, story coming in. Apparently, a 150-member anti-radiation team from the United States Marine Corps is now leaving Japan. They didn't even get on site at Fukushima. TEPCO and the government of Japan is saying, well, the situation is not likely to get any worse, therefore we don't need you, thank you, goodbye, and get the heck out of here. How do they know it's not going to get any worse? Every time there's another tremor, all that radioactive debris settles down a little bit further, and the radiation starts going up and the fission starts increasing. The general rule of thumb of seismology is when you have a major quake, you can expect one aftershock exactly one magnitude less. They had a magnitude 9. That means the odds are good they're going to get at least one magnitude 8 aftershock in the same area. They've gotten a bunch of 7s, a lot of 6s. Bunch of 7s. They still could get an 8. If there's another major quake there, the situation will get worse. Japan is, according to one commentator, being more secretive than the Central Intelligence Agency on this matter. Everybody's trying to cover it up and hush it up. It's not a problem. Go ahead and eat the fish. This is a major, major environment, the worst environmental disaster in history. And it's going to remove the Pacific Ocean, the entire Pacific Ocean, as a safe supply of food to the human race. And that's why everybody's getting ready for massive food riots. It's going to happen. Because most people are not willing to eat radioactive and oil-soaked seafood. I know the U.S. government is buying it from the Gulf of Mexico and feeding it to our troops because, heck, they're all going to get shot up anyway. It doesn't matter if we feed them Corexit. All right, George in Texas, sorry for keeping you on so long. I missed you in the little display of phone calls there. What's on your mind?
Well, I know you don't, Mike. No, I love that rant. Kind of inspiring. But one thing I got to say about the money addicts, their isolation and insulation from the people is going to be their demise. And I hate to say it, but the party's over, and I don't really think they're going to get out of this party when the door is closed.
Well, I would certainly hope so. Not out of revenge or anything like that, but as a deterrent. You know, when history talks about the reign of terror in France, it's only because history is written from the point of view of the money junkies. When, oh my goodness, they're coming to kill us. Isn't it supposed to be the other way? We send them off to die in wars by the millions, and that's just progress and empire. But when they start killing the money junkies, that's the reign of terror, and so forth and so on. And yet, after France went through that revolutionary process, they did have a government that took care of the people, at least for 100 years after that. And I'm hoping that we'll come up with the same thing here. My biggest worry right now is that with all the food riots coming up and a massive food shortage because the Gulf of Mexico and the Pacific Ocean are now toxified, if the powers that be are going to say, let's get a good world war going because better though the serfs should be killing each other off, then they should all unite and turn on us, the money junkies, and kill us because we're money junkies by divine right. That invisible man in the clouds, you know, says we're supposed to be money junkies, and wealth is the sign of the blessed, and wealth is the sign of God's favor, and therefore we're supposed to have all the gold and everything, and they're not, because they're not favored by, and we've all heard the stories on and on again. Lloyd Bankfein actually said it, I'm doing God's work. All right, that's it for our show. Sorry, George, I couldn't let you talk a little bit more. Ran out of time on the clock. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay angry. And aloha, America.